Hey, welcome to another episode of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Kevin Hilly, along with Casey Cloak. And you know what? It occurred to me, Casey. Uh-oh. We have been talking a lot lately about babies and pregnancy and
yeah, you're right. We have
kind of stuff like that.
I don't know why. But I'm a little educated on that.
Being that you have brought life into this world a couple of
more
times
than once.
Now.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Apparently, you can choose whether you want a boy or a girl.
Oh, I call baloney.
Let's see now.
Okay.
They say if you eat a lot of breakfast cereal, you're gonna have a boy. A lot of sugary breakfast cereals.
Oh, sugary?
Sugar, yeah. It has
like
to be
your Lucky
not
Charms.
Not the healthy
that.
Stuff.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes.
I'm not a big cereal person, and I never was. And I didn't eat any
during
my pregnancy.
Well, you have two.
Yeah. Well, I've got Lexi. She's the 7-year-old. And then Wesley, he's, 8 months
now. Now, before he was born, did you eat cereal?
No.
Did you eat a lot of sugary stuff, though?
No. I was obsessed with chicken wings. Chicken wings and
you might be blowing this study to bits then.
Yeah,
I don't know, but they
I think
say,
so. Lemonade. I did do a lot of lemonade.
Well, that's sugary. Yeah,
those are really sugary.
They say the odds of having a male baby sharply increased for women who have at least a bowl of breakfast cereal each day.
If I would have read that during my pregnancy,
interestingly, in this study, women who have a low calorie diet more likely to have a girl.
See, I think I can, that's, I don't know. I look back at my pregnancy with Lexi. Oh, there was nothing low calorie about it. There wasn't.
You didn't have cereal cravings?
No, I had a little better control with my pregnancy with Wesley. I mean, aside from the chicken wings. When that craving came, I just, you know what?
See?
We have so many great places around the lake that offer chicken wings. So I was a connoisseur of them all, really.
I'll tell you, I love cereal, though. I eat cereal a lot. And I'm telling you, if I was a woman, I would have a brood of boys. It would be like a house of boys.
Oh, that's funny.
It's incredible.
I'm the boring cereal person. You know, I like the shredded wheat or, probably the sweetest that I get is the, oh, goodness, what is that? The with the cornflakes and but it's almond and honey.
Honey nut.
Whatever that is. The Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay.
Where it's got the granola pieces.
Can I tell you something about Honey Bunches of Oats? I love that cereal.
Uh-huh.
I can no longer eat it because
why?
It does nasty things to my body. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go into more
the
detail than that. But, and it's happened
Oats.
More than, because the first time I thought, okay, what a coincidence.
Uh-huh.
No, then I had it the second time. Same thing.
Really?
Happened the third time. I go,
yep.
Doggone
time to
it.
Give it up. Time to give
crap.
It up.
Literally.
You have to go back to Fruit Loops.
It's a shame because I love the cereal. I really do. It's delicious.
It is good.
It really is. But so there you go. So they say if you eat sugary cereals, you're going to have
a boy.
Can you see the conversation with that, though? You know, Mommy, why did you name me Cap'n Crunch? Well, honey, it all started in the cereal aisle.
That's right.
So,
because of them. Oh, that's too funny.
I don't know.
Well, so speaking of kids, I found something that I thought was pretty hilarious, especially, having the little one.
Mm-hmm.
Moms, especially moms-to-be, they start to get nervous on when it's due date's coming, when they're planning their going back to work. The baby's got to go somewhere. A
lot of pressure,
And then there's also a lot of talk right now with Meghan and Prince Harry. You know, they welcomed their first child just recently, too.
We don't have a name yet, right?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't believe so.
So I found a site they were talking about, and this is, of course, over in England, but the title was Modern Day Nannies Are Equal Parts James Bond and Mary Poppins.
James Bond.
And so I'm like, okay, that the title intrigued me a little bit more, so I was looking into it. And there is a college, it's England's Norland College, and it's a prestigious academy for aspiring nannies.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, they not only teach cooking and sewing and how to ditch paparazzi, they're now including self-defense skills. That's genius, though. But if you want your baby taken top notch, that should be something.
So your nanny knows how to kill you with a can opener.
Yeah, there was even a nickname, and I'm just trying to find it. It was so funny. Scary Poppins instead of Mary Poppins.
That's great.
Scary Poppins. So.
See, when your nanny is asking for shaken, not stirred, though, I don't know. You gotta.
That's true.
That's awesome. I love that.
That's what I was thinking, for out there. We
live in a fairly dangerous world.
Absolutely.
You want your nanny to have a variety of skills, not just how to change a diaper.
It cracks me up. Over in England, they're probably teaching, the martial arts and everything. And
here
in Missouri, we're probably just teaching them how to shoot a gun so they can, carry and conceal.
That's right. You're interviewing.
I'd be okay with either one.
interviewing your nanny, your au pair. Okay, and which color belt do you have? You know,
it's like, wow. Are you quite a black belt?
That's crazy.
But that's interesting. But I guess that's become a popular request, and so now this college has incorporated martial arts,
Gary
self
Poppins.
Defense. Yeah, yeah.
Just a spoonful of sugar. I love that. Did you happen to see the picture of the washing machine cover?
No.
Okay. This is it.
Oh my gosh, that's hideous.
This washing machine cover has gone viral.
Wow.
Okay. They're actually selling this thing. If you haven't seen, it looks like a negligee.
It looks like lingerie for a washing machine. But it also looks like something that came out of the 60s. Maybe it's the color and the style.
Maybe the 1860s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, something you'd find under the petticoat.
It's this see-through cover. See, when I first heard washing machine cover, I thought, okay, maybe it's something kind of heavy. You put it over it to prevent dents or whatever. No, this isn't going to protect anything. It's a dust cover or whatever.
That's what it looks like. But it's absolutely horrendous.
Somebody said this washing machine cover looks like it's had many rich husbands, all of whom have died in unexplained accidents.
Oh my gosh. Now my question is, how much are they charging for that?
Foreign
currency.
It's 18 pounds, whatever that translates to. In U.S. dollars.
And this is a hot commodity at the moment.
Apparently, yeah, but
ugly.
It is ugly, isn't it?
It's so ugly.
It looks like some awful negligee that your grandmother would
have. Well, yeah, because it's got the see-through, but yet ruffles and patterns.
Cover that door. Nobody wants to see that, okay? Yeah. You know? No, here's the thing. Who in the world, even as ugly as it is or whatever, even if it was attractive, who
why
in the
would
world
cover it?
Covers
yeah.
the washing machine?
My washing machine is downstairs where nobody sees it anyway.
Right, in the dungeon.
Yeah, exactly. You know? How it's not even convenient to use. I mean, unless maybe this front, I don't know. How do you access your washer with that?
I guess you just lift up the front.
Then I would feel dirty using my washing machine.
Hey, listen, I don't know what you're up to. I'm going to go down and do a little laundry, okay? Yeah.
Oh, that looks, that's horrible.
It
can stay wherever it is popular. I don't think that needs to make it to the
Midwest.
It's
big in England, but I guess they're selling these things. You can choose your color, although the only option I see is the purple. So I don't.
Yeah, if you're listening, you need to Google it just to see what in the world we're talking about. It's absolutely ugly.
Google purple washing machine cover. You'll see it. And be as repulsed as we are here. You
it's
know?
Bad.
And give us a call, will you? The Kevin and Casey podcast hotline is 856-318-9873. You can also email us, Kevin and Casey. That's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey at KevinHilly.com.
You almost need to close that window down because I keep looking now at this.
I have it on my computer in case it's very distracting. It does look kind of dirty, you know? It's like in a way. It's giving us both like nasty thoughts.
It's just bad.
In like a really perverse kind of way.
Yeah, almost. But I do see lingerie when I look at that. Like that is.
It's almost like, again, this thing is, it looks like a negligee, but it's so big. It's almost like something your grandmother would wear, and nobody wants to picture that.
Well,
okay?
And here's my thing. Wherever your washer and dryer are, most of the time they are usually hidden, whether they're in a closet or a basement. It's not something you showcase.
No.
So adding something like that to your washer
this
is all it's going to like, hello,
yeah, when you walk into
machine.
The basement, you're going to be like, whoa, yeah. What's that? Where have you been all my life there, beautiful?
And then the next question is, what are they going to roll out for the dryer?
The dryer's going to feel left out.
He is.
Maybe you put a tux on the dryer, you know, so kind of look like a match. You know, it's kind of like your washing machine and dryer's wedding night or something.
Now I'm picturing like a Speedo on a dryer.
Oh, gosh. That's awful. Kevin and Casey podcast, 856-318-9873. We'd love to hear from you or email Kevin and Casey at KevinHilly.com. And that is another episode of the Kevin and Casey podcast.